prevailing prayer. So Ahab went up to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel and cast himself down upon the earth. He put his face between his knees and said to his servant, "Go up now, look toward the sea." And he went up and looked, and again there is nothing. And he said, "Go again," 7 times. The battle for the fire was over, but the battle for the rain had just begun. The crowds had departed, but the man of God remained, for the work of mighty prayer was about to begin. There was a test on the prophet's face. Elijah put his face between his knees. Elijah was coming to the great test. Was he able to open heaven as he had been able to shut heaven? He had stopped the rain. Could he start it again? He had God's promise. He had the weapon of prayer. This weapon enabled him to start the drought. Would the same weapon cause the drought to cease? With his face between his knees, the mighty test took place in the soul of the prophet. It was life and death in struggle, as it had been with the false prophets whom he had slaughtered. The task which the prophet placed. "Go again," he said to his servant, 7 times. Elijah's servant had a job to do. While his praying master prayed down the mountain, he had to climb that mountain 7 times. 6 times he came back and reported nothing. And Elijah sent him up again, and he said, "I want to tell you, there's the sound of abundance of rain." The servant saw the sign, but the praying man heard it. The sign to the servant was small. It was only like a man's hand. But it wasn't small to Elijah, for he said, "The rain, Mr. King, will stop you if you don't get into your chariot and get back to your palace." The triumph of the prophet's race. And the rain came. And what a rain. Elijah, the strength of his victory, ran a great race. Having already outraced the king, the queen, the false prophets, and the nation, he now outraced the king's chariot. His great strength was the Samson's in his race. We have all this day a test to be accepted, a task to be accomplished, and a triumph to be achieved.